Hey, it's Paulette again, and I'm honored to bring you another episode here on the Thriving in Chaos Project, now in its fourth season. I bring you resilient survivors, key resources, and experts in their fields to lighten the load and shine a light on the path forward from confusion to conclusion through all things divorce and transformation. So let's get started. I am hosting a retreat in Belize. Some of you may know, but I used to live there. And Belize is a melting pot of culture that carries over into the food, the music, and the fun. It is the best of both vibes, from jungles to ground you and beaches to heal and soothe. I lived there for many years and go back and forth between there and Atlanta because I can't get enough. My co-host, Tierra, visited me and didn't want to leave either. No one does. This is paradise, folks. My co-host Tierra and I chatted about the perfect all-inclusive location for you ladies that are going through a pivot in your life and need to reset, renew, and rebuild, and we nailed it. We kick off with a three-day adventure in the luxurious eco-resort Copal Tree in the southern Belize jungle, followed by three luxurious days on Thatch Cay Island, a private island over water, oceanfront oasis in the turquoise Caribbean along the Belize Barrier Reef. Whether you're going through or just coming out of a divorce, especially with a narcissist, a career change, or you just want to get back to the parts of you that you haven't seen in a while, we are talking to you. Make note, May 4th to the 10th, 2024, and start packing. Space is very limited on the private island and in the jungle. Be sure to act now. We have a passion for leading truly transformational healing events, from heart-opening, accessible guided meditations to connection-based life-changing tools and practices. We curate each moment with care and compassion to ensure every lady is taken care of from the initial registration to the final namaste. It's better in Belize. Hello, and welcome back to the Thriving in Chaos Project. Some of you may already know me. My name is Paulette Rigo, and if you don't know me, well, my name is Paulette Rigo. And many years ago, I met this amazing woman and fell in love with her. And I can't even believe the synchronicity and the congruency of our so much. We're both from the Northeast. We now live in Atlanta, and we have sister businesses that support women in all phases of, well, relationships, life, and designing the life that you deserve. So welcome to the show, Tierra.
Oh, thank you. And my name is Tierra Womack. I am the host of the Wealthy Woman by Design show. And today we're doing something a little fun. We're doing a joint version of our shows today. So I have the pleasure of formally introducing Paulette to my audience who will be listening to this and tuning in. So Paulette Rigo is a credentialed mediator, certified divorce and trauma-informed recovery coach, high conflict and career transition specialist, book writing coach, speaker, host, and author of the best-selling Better Divorce Blueprint. Now, that is the formal introduction of this beauty, but I want to say Paulette is my business bestie. She is someone I am so grateful to be able to call a friend. We have, as Paulette mentioned, collaborated on a number of things over the years, but she's just a phenomenal woman who was an absolute advocate for women going through divorce to come out empowered on the other end. So I'm excited for this.
Me too. You know, I never meant to do this work, everyone. If you don't know me, I personally went through an 8.5 year fully litigated divorce case. Yes, I did say that. Sit down, buckle up. 8.5 years. And it included a 12-day trial that took place over 9 months And after all that shenanigans, there was a 4-year Supreme Appellant Court process. And because that case was so unique and rare, many women reached out to me during that and said, I read about your case, I heard about your case, but it would always end up with, can you help me? And I would always say, no, I can rarely help myself. And you know, that story changed ultimately after it kept happening. And I did call my attorney at the time and said, hey, all these people keep reaching out to me. I don't know what to do. I don't feel prepared. Should I go to law school? And in his very thick Boston accent, he said, yeah, you should. You think like a judge, or you think like a judge, you act like a lawyer, and you feel like a therapist. Hi, Marty. I grew up in Boston, and I know I don't have the accent, but I promise I really was born at Brigham and Women's Hospital. So I digress a bit, but not really. 97% of divorce cases don't go to trial. Only 3% go to trial, and only 1% of that 3% goes to appeals. So you can see why my case was so rare, so unique. But as Tiara and I have learned, it gives you, having gone through that, it gave me such depth and breadth of understanding all things divorce. Now, I'm not a judge. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a CDFA. I'm not a CDLP, and all kinds of other divorce things that have acronyms after their names. But it propelled me to become a mediator, a private mediator, where I work with couples who are determined and really looking to avoid anything and all things litigation. Now, not all people can do that. And for those people that have to litigate, I get it. I'm a certified divorce coach, and I lock arms with them. I hold their hand, walk through the fire with them, and get divorced with them. I would get divorced for them if I could, but it's not legal. So I get divorced with them, and their success is tenfold. I save an average of 45 to 65 grand in legal fees, about 8 to 24 months in court, and a ton of heartache and bad decisions. So that's a little bit about why I do what I do. That's my story. That's a little book, Better Divorce Blueprints. So if you can get it on Amazon, $15, you'll learn a lot, and don't make some mistakes. So
yes, I love it. Well, again, everyone, you see why I just love this woman. So yes.
Well, I want to introduce you to my audience. So the Thriving in Chaos Project was started 5 years ago because I have a degree in journalism, worked in TV, radio, media, and it was a dare from a friend who had a radio show. She said, Paulette, you've got to get back to your roots. I wanted to be Jane Pauley when I was 4. If any of you know who Jane Pauley is, it was kind of when the Today Show was starting in New York City in the 70s and 80s and 90s. And I was a little kid and go, Mommy, I want to be her. So I started the podcast, and now it's in its 5th year with over 15,000 subscribers. And I know it's just been an incredible journey, but I started that because I wanted to give back and give resources and experts in their fields to give help and guidance and a connection to my listeners who needed certain answers to certain topics. So some of them might be about money, some relationships, some high conflict. Some would be looking for children co-parenting help. Some would be strategies to just avoid expensive legal fees, you name it. So that's how that all started. But for those of you that know me, I really love bringing experts. So Tiara is no different. So buckle up. She is an MBA, something I wish I were, a multiple best-selling author, many, many books, host of the Wealthy Woman by Design show, speaker and founder of The Brave Way. I love that name. And she's a mompreneur of 18 years, whose businesses have generated over 7 figures. As a human design-based business mentor, alignment, and wealth coach, Tiara helps women heal money trauma, shift their money sabotaging habits, and align their life with their purpose through masterclasses, books, retreats, and workshops. So we are going to discuss a little bit about that retreat gem, because it's really where the magic happens, you know, whether it be the planning, the surviving, or all of the stuff you've got to get through from that confusion and overwhelm of how did I get in this situation? What can I do to change it? But mostly the beauty, the joy in the work I do and the bliss that I find in working with women, although I do have some male clients, so I shouldn't be totally sexist. Because with marriage, it usually takes two to tango. But it's the after, right, Tiara?
Absolutely. And that's why I'm so excited about the upcoming Better in Belize retreat, everyone. We'll have more information in the show notes for you on that. But the beauty is this retreat focuses on the after, the rebuilding, and even if you are in the throes of, let's say, a divorce, a relationship ending, a pivot in your life, this type of retreat is here to help you reset, renew, replenish all of the things that I know, Paulette, we wish we had when we were going through our relationship. So for me, for those who don't know my story, I was in two long-term narcissistic abusive relationships, and I stayed far too long in both because of a lifestyle, because of, the mask I was wearing so well, having a seven-figure business and a home and lifestyle and all of that, but behind closed doors being absolutely miserable and having a lot of shame and embarrassment around that. So if I had this type of retreat or this type of community in my hands at the time, I know that I would have been so much quicker to take action in leaving those abusive situations. So really excited.
And you bring up a good point is if you had known that this existed. I didn't know there were divorce coaches. I didn't know that there were relationship coaches. I didn't know that there were any of the people that I work with now, fast forwarding a decade plus. And my introduction to retreats had been through being a yoga teacher trainer. I was an Ayurvedic consultant, a macrobiotic cook, a birth doula, a lactation consultant, and I had taught yoga teacher trainings, 200, 300, 500 prenatal and children's teacher trainings. And I was an avid, constant learner of all things wellness and healing. Now, when I wear the navy blue suit and I put my hair up in a bun and I go to court, I don't look like I'm a feather earring woo-woo kind of, a woman. But, and then on the other hand, when I'm wearing my yoga clothes and sipping kombucha, they don't realize that, oh, look at her, Miss Courthouse over here. But I can roll with both tribes. And are they different? Yeah. But I work in both worlds. So most people don't know that other side of me. And, unless they research a little bit about my background. Now, I had gone to Bali with Mastin Kip and wrote my first book with Kelly Notaris, Pat Verducci, and fell in love. And I was there 30 days. We only had 30 days throughout the outline. My goodness, the transformation of the 30 women in 30 days. Ladies, I'm telling you, changed all of our lives. I then went to Maui to another retreat where it was called Wealthy Healer. And it was a decade ago too. And it was all very, very different. And man, the transformation, I think there were about 40 of us that went to that from start to finish. It was only 12 days. It was a little bit of a marathon there, but that was transformation in of itself. And that wasn't about writing a book. That was about creating a sustainable six figure plus business. Then I went to Costa Rica. I went to Vieques, Puerto Rico. I could keep going. This isn't a name dropping thing, but all the retreats I had gone to all over the world had changed my life. Now, I was not facilitating these back in the day. I was attending as a woman that needed transformation. I was taking my life from a place of being stuck, feeling drained, depleted, overwhelmed, confused, broken, beaten down, alienated, disregarded, tossed out with the trash, and felt like I was worthless. I felt broken. I felt like a failure in my relationships and my everything. And it completely changed my life. So therefore, I moved to Belize, and I currently own a property there. I'm remarried. I'm not anti-relationship, everyone. Calm down. But everyone thinks I'm like Miss Pro, you know, break up with everybody. So
we love love. We love,
love, love, love, love. Bought a property down there in 2017 and was lucky enough. I mean that lucky enough, fortunate enough. I don't know that luck was it to stumble upon this amazing country where everyone speaks English. The food is to die for. The weather is flawless. The people are, there are no words, heartwarming, kind, gentle, fun, playful, genuine, authentic, just really down to earth people. And that's exactly what I needed. So I started hosting one-on-one retreats for women, which turned into two or three, which turned into large groups, and eventually ran, owned, managed a 2,600 square foot aerial yoga teacher training retreat center and Ayurvedic spa for a curio collection by Hilton Hotel for 2 years while I was down there. And before I knew it, I had this large retreat business. Never meant to get into that, but well, it happened. Since bought another property. And now last year, I introduced and welcomed my dear friend to come down and hang out with me for a week. And she did. And she's like, we got to do a retreat down here.
Yes. I mean, it really, like, you know how some people can speak about a place that they adore and love, but it's different when multiple people say the same. Everything Paulette has just mentioned about Belize is true. The weather, the people, the food, the vibe, all of it. And it was such a beautiful place just in that duration of time, that short duration that I was there, for me to go within. And for me to do some really deep reflection. Now, I had not attended retreats prior to going there with you, Paulette. I did host a retreat in Africa that, so we went in July, that November, I hosted a retreat. And then now, you know, here we are with the upcoming Better in Belize retreat. But what I find also so fascinating is that, you know, you were able to have that as a resource, those retreats as resources for you on your journey. And again, I just can't even imagine if I had any of what you just described or the Better in Belize retreat as something in my toolbox, because I thought I was alone. I didn't know there were other women, you know, or men going through this rebuild process and, you know, needing this deep healing.
Well, you have to. It is a commitment. You must put yourself as a number one priority when you've been through some sort of trauma, a death, a divorce, a breakup, job loss, bankruptcy, whatever. It's a long list. Whatever has happened in your life, and join the club. We've all had them. It's a big club, right? You have to prioritize your body, healing your body. Sometimes your cholesterol will get high, or you'll have inflammation, insomnia, headaches. It's amazing the physical trauma that will start to manifest in the human body because you've had trauma. Your mind, your stinking thinking, right? All of those negative, constant messages that you send yourself. It's time to rewire that. Self-reflection, time alone to write and think and ponder, digest and absorb and assimilate everything that's happened to you, reflection and self-study, and leaning into community, knowing that you're not alone, that there are others out there just like you, maybe a little different, but you know, just like you, that has gone through a similar, if not parallel, situation
in a judgment-free zone, right? I think that piece is so key as well, like being able to build, rebuild, but in a place where you know no one is judging you because everyone is going through something similar in their life. That's so huge.
Yeah, because sometimes we have that BFF at home, but they haven't gone through it. And you're so grateful that you have them. And as much as they're willing to listen and help, but you know that, you know, maybe they just are being polite.
Right? Yep. Yeah.
They don't get it. Restoring your self-confidence is key. You have to restore your self-confidence because you've got to get off that plane back home feeling resilient and feeling like you've got a master plan. You've got a roadmap and a GPS to know where, how not to get back into that muck and mire. You've got to know how to go forward and never go back, right? You don't want to look back. Rearview mirrors are just for looking in, not turning around in, and really just an opportunity to chill and melt and sit in a hammock and swim in the ocean and play in the jungle. It's a life-changing experience. And that's why we got together and said, let's do it in Belize. And the two locations that we've chosen are, state of the art, just phenomenal.
Luxury, all inclusive. It really is a healing retreat. And, you know, of all the facets Paulette just described, I would say the one thing that really popped out to me is like a change of scenery, a change of environment. Mm-hmm. We know what's going on in our world at home. We know what we're dealing with, but this gives you an opportunity to get away. Just what the doctor prescribed, right? Like literally changing your surroundings and the energy that you are around so that you can have the opportunity to rebuild, you know, from scratch, but really from a good place.
Yeah, there's something magical that happens. You get to Belize International Airport, and which is the size of, I don't know. I'm not even going to talk. It's a tiny little airport. And I mean, it's not like one gate or anything, but you won't get lost. And by the way, everyone speaks English. So even if you do get lost, that's no big deal. And customs is like that. It's just easy peasy.
Listen, Paulette told me that when I was getting ready to visit her there. And I'm like, I mean, I hear you on small, but she was like, no, meet me here because we flew in on different flights. She's like, so meet me here. Then, and I'm like, oh gosh, you know, am I going to be able to find her soon as you get off? But I say this because, you know, it's funny, but at the same time, for those of you women who will be traveling with us, you know, at the end of the day, you don't have to be like so overwhelmed with that travel piece. When you land, you'll be able to find your way and ask for help like Paulette.
Well, there are some airports I worry about doing retreats at, Acapulco and even Rome. And I mean, you get around, but they're a little overwhelming. And if you're not a seasoned traveler, particularly when people stop traveling and people are now getting back into that, it can be a tiny bit overwhelming, but you will not have that experience. So then you get to this tiny little gate. There's only two of them where you take the local flight and you're going to take a little flight to a part of Belize called Dangri. And it's in the jungle where the river comes in, and it's this phenomenal luxury, state of the art. There's an organic garden. I think 85% of the food you eat is grown. The eggs, the chicken, the vegetables, the fruit is all grown on the property. And you get on this little puddle jumper and you land there and you're whisked away to this beautiful resort where you'll spend 3 nights in the jungle with the river. It's beautiful.
In luxury jungle.
Yeah. I mean, jungle, yes. You may not see Tarzan and Jane or, you know, but it's definitely a jungle. Very luxurious with rivers and lush gardens. You'll hear birds and little monkeys and you know, it's beautiful. They won't be in your room, I promise. But the food is phenomenal. It's all chef created. Organic food. There's every conceivable want you have is taken care of. And we spend 3 days there. And then you take another transportation to out into the blue, pristine Caribbean, the turquoise, Tiffany blue, you know, the color ladies, right? Ocean right off the reef, which is the second largest coral reef in the world. And Australia's is dead, but Belize's isn't. And it's beautiful, the fish, and it's all just right there for the taking. And you spend 3 glorious days on a private island in the Caribbean Sea. And again, same high quality food, beautiful accommodations, and everything you could possibly imagine is right there. And everything from getting to that airport to, like we say, from hello to namaste, it's all taken care of for you. And the two of us are there to help you and to guide you, to hold your hand with workshops, practices, modalities, classes, practices, adventures, experiences, for you to do just that. You will not be waking up in the same old bed, wearing the same old clothes, eating the same old food, doing the same old work, hanging out with the same old people, thinking the same old thoughts, and doing the same old things. It's a complete new adventure. It's a beautiful transformational experience. And I really feel honored that the two of us are doing this together. So do not despair and wait. Get on this registration quick.
I was just going to say that it is intimate. We do want to provide that intimate setting for all of the women. So it's only 16 women. So we already have, I think, four that, and we haven't even started marketing this yet, aside from, you know, speaking with all of you ladies here.
I haven't told anyone yet. So it's like,
yeah. So it definitely will sell out. It is May 2024, $100 off up to June 1st right now, if you go ahead and book. And, you know, I with Paulette's analogy of waking up in the same, this allows you to not just wish for a different life, to actually create it with our daily workshops, really, really being there as a guide and a fellow traveler of this journey called life, going through, having gone through what pretty much all of you ladies have gone through as well, in coming out of any type of toxic situations, wanting to create a life that you know you deserve, and just wanting a roadmap, like a little bit of guidance and help and support, and like a, we are the ultimate cheerleaders, you know, of you living this amazing life. So it's 7 days, luxury healing, all inclusive. I mean, down to tips, ladies, it's like you literally arrive and you don't have to think about a thing.
It includes taxes and gratuities, kayaks, paddleboard, snorkel gear, fishing poles, hiking trails, yoga mats, yoga blocks, and I'll be teaching yoga because I am an ERYT 500. That is such a long sentence. Your local transportation, all your local flights and your local transportation, boat transfers, shuttle transportation, your domestic flights between Dangriga and Belize City, your domestic flight from Belize City to Punta Gorda, your workshops, meditation, or personal growth, your afternoon snacks and all of your meals, and the accommodations are queen jungle suites in the jungle and over the water and oceanfront cabana accommodations. Now, there's only so many single occupancy. So if you're the type of woman that wants to make sure you have your own single occupancy at both properties, do not wait. Make sure you sign the registration ASAP, because those are going to be the first ones to go. And then, but not to say that the shared double accommodations will be tight. You'll still have plenty of, you know, privacy, but still, if you are that person, don't delay. Well,
you never know, because if you do have to share a room or get to share a room, you may meet your own, you know, in life bestie, business bestie, whatever have you. And, you know, I just know that it's going to be phenomenal.
We do our best too, to make sure that people have preferences and all that. If they have, you know, they're early risers, or, you know, if they have any allergies, we take care of all those type of things too. And we're really blessed that these properties are managed by a company called Mui Uno, M-U-Y-O-N-O. They are the epitome of Belize retreats and hospitality. I know them personally. This is one of the reasons I'm so confident about this experience. Both the management, the staff, the chefs, the accommodations, the excursions, the property as a whole is first class. So you have nothing to worry about, and we'll be there right with you. So we are really excited and we can't wait to go. I want to get on the plane. So if you have any questions about Belize in general too, don't hesitate to ask me. I'm just an email away, Paulette@betterdivorceacademy.com. And yes, my phone number really is 781-626-0000. I know that seems crazy, but reach out. And if you, God forbid, have any problems with divorce, do not hesitate to reach out. I'm happy to answer any and all questions for complimentary. So with that said, I'm excited. Are you excited?
I'm beyond excited. Please, if you do have questions about Belize, take Paulette up on that. She toured me around Belize and she was like a historian. I mean, knows everyone, knows everything about the culture and just so insightful, so helpful.
It's a beautiful culture.
Shout out to her. It is. I fell in love. I mean, I even would consider purchasing a property there. It really is a phenomenal location. And I will also say this really quickly for those of you who have like someone in life who's like your right hand, right? Like Paulette mentioned, maybe not someone who's gone directly through what you're going through, but just someone that you want to up level with in your life as you rebuild in an amazing way. You want somebody right there by you. Maybe consider reaching out to them for this, because it's not just for those of us who've been through, you know, those relationships, divorces and whatnot. It's for any woman who is looking to recalibrate to just a better version of themselves and their life. And it really can be exciting to experience this with someone that you love. So
yeah, don't keep the secret to yourself. If you feel like you know somebody that would benefit, by all means, share it. It is going to make a difference in your life and theirs, and they will appreciate it more than you know. Yes, I do feel, I can't say I'm an expert at Belize, but I do feel versed enough, if I don't know the answer, that I know somebody that will. So it is a wonderful place. And if it's on your bucket list, this is the time. So go for it. And the other beautiful thing is if you live in Seattle, Denver, Los Angeles, Houston, Dallas, Charlotte, Miami, Atlanta, Newark, and Toronto, you can get a direct flight to Belize City. So that's great. And it makes it naturally faster, more affordable. That is that. And it's from Atlanta. It's like a 2 hour, 15 minute flight. That's why I love it. And it's so easy to get there. You get there and you're like, wait, we're here? Oh, that was like the shortest flight in the world. It's so easy. It's safe. The people are great. The food, the culture, the music, the pageantry, the just everything about the country. It's really something special. So, and I've been at most Caribbean locations and there's something very different about this country. So
I agree. Well, please take a look at the link in the notes with this episode. You can get more information and also see the beautiful pictures, because really, I feel like we cannot do the pictures justice. The properties are gorgeous. So take a look and please feel free to reach out to either one of us if you have any additional questions.
Please do. And thank you, everyone. Keep thriving in the chaos, and you have to live the brave way. You just have to. So we'll see you soon in Belize. Pack your bags.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for joining me today. If you were inspired by today's episode, please share it with a friend or a loved one. My hope is you feel empowered to take some action, no matter how big or small. Action that allows you to step out of the chaos and thrive on your own terms. If this podcast added any value to your day, please review it on iTunes, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Until next time, keep thriving in the chaos.